Welcome to everyone. So, welcome to Tranquility of Valmiki, and I think this word tranquility, listening from my mouth, I think by now all of you know that I have stolen this word from someone. Certainly that is true, you know, it's not my word. You know, sometimes I have to steal some words. Still, copyright belongs to the friend, you know. And since I heard this word, tranquility, like it's somehow always been, has been staying with me, sleeping with me, and as well as breakfast, you know, lunch, dinner, everything. And what it means to me dropping into inner realm. Below the feelings, now there is this very shiny realm of energy. Probably coming from coming to outside, you know, it will be expression of life and going to more deep from there, from tranquility. Probably like the sage was talking, you know, about this sum, you know, like really going inward will be arriving to sum, to where life is content, you know, it's held by held together, we can say, you know, like in very different form. So this is what I understand from tranquility. And since Sage has been talking about some yesterday, so I think it's really good to feel this. Being held, you know, being held somewhere, some like say if you have many balloons of this gas which really fly in the sky, and somehow all of them they decide not to fly in the sky, you know. Yeah. Like something like that, probably. You know, it's very difficult to find what is tying life together, but somehow it doesn't fly, you know, somehow. So probably that is what sum is, like when Sage describing sum means, you know, like really full balloons, full of this gas, which is ready to fly, but not flying somehow, you know, without any tying, you know. Like what keeps it together is very difficult to catch, but somehow kept together. And that is what Sage means from the sum. And you know, if I'm making any mistake, this friend can correct me, you know. So if I'm speaking right or with the tranquility,
I couldn't say it better.
Okay. So, yeah, so I think that will work. You know, you know, if you could say it better, I will be jealous, you know. Yeah, but like, you know, loving jealousy. You know. So still, like last evening, talking that people who can see, they will value this sum, you know, this place sum. Like yesterday he was talking, you know, if there are people who have really done a lot of penance, there are people who really know everything, you know. I think these days internet knows everything, you know, kind of, you know, that those kind of people. Then like people who have kingdoms, people who have, like whose bodies are powerful, and just to remember that this meaning, like body power, meaning of this will be very different when this book was written, because these days it's no body power, it's nuclear power, you know? So it's not considered power anymore, like body power. But those days, it was like a nuclear power kind of thing, like same meaning as nuclear power. And people having many, many qualities, like among them, somebody who can see will consider person with some, like probably beautiful, you know, good. And today he's saying, Samam Amrit Maha Arya, Arya Guptam Param Avalabdh Param Padam Prayata Raghutanay Yatha Mahanubhava Kraman Pal Siddhaye Tameyo. Directly speaking to the person and saying, since this sum is like nectar of life and it's like Arya, they use as rit, as probably truth which cannot be changed by the time, like something, a truth which will stay always same. Time cannot change, you know, like the cultures cannot change that, the society cannot change the meaning of this. So saying this sum, which is like a rit, means, you know, another rit means something which cannot be changed by the time. Like it will always be same. And of course it's like very, very inner quality, you know. Like it's very, very inside. So unless one doesn't have eyes, will not see it, you know. It will be like a, you don't have to lock in the lockers, you know, because it's unseen unless somebody has eyes. And param mav labhyam, and certainly for the Supreme, for the path to Supreme, very, very important, like very, very important faculty, very, very important situation. Parampadam Prayata, like people who want to reach the Supreme, to the what is very, very important place. Raghutane yatha mahanubhava. So, since this is so important for the people who want to realize what is, So please, Kram Anupalaya Siddhai. Like, you know, this is the, I think, probably the teachers who know that there is no shortcut, you know, like if there was somebody else like me, will say, please drop into that, you know, without following the, like, the middle, you know, yeah. You can just drop this moment there in front of me and I can take the credit of that. But this teacher is saying that Kram Anupala, please follow the sequence, you know, follow the sequence of that, so that Siddhaye, so that reaching to Supreme is possible. You know, reaching to Supreme is not possible without following the sequence. There is no shortcut. Like, one has to really go through the sequence. So, teacher is saying that please follow the sequence, like on from this, and certainly, like now promising, if you follow the sequence, certainly you will reach there. But without following, no, kind of like, so saying, Anupalai Siddhai Tamev, like really follow the sequence on, like inward from there, so that you can reach to the Supreme, to what is, to and another thing, like he's using word Mahanubhava. You know, generally, like our parents, when they talk to us, they say, you know, you cannot manage the life. Generally, this is the way. All the people who want to be better, they always say, you know, it's not possible for you, you know, like generally. But here teacher is saying, you know, you have all the possibilities, you know, like you really are equipped. So just is the matter of following. You know, just keep on following, and certainly you will arrive. Something little bit gossip, you know, coming to mind. And gossip is that, like I have never come across this book, like, you know, I haven't read, and because of being close to a community, you know, where this book was very important, but said that this book is like a no practice book, you know, like this book directly give you experience without any practice. So many times I have opportunity to touch this book, like, but kind of is like little bit, you know, kind of like, I will not touch this book, you know, because of that, because somewhere I knew that this is not true, you know, that cannot be. So, like one day, I think, you know, now I feel so grateful to this friend, you know, one day, like he's really, I think, a scholar, you know, very, very much a scholarly person, you know, and he asked me to, if I can read, like, you know, some verses of this book and translate for him. So that was the first time. Even there, I was not sure, you know, I should touch this book. Little bit hesitating, and I was in the library of this person, and he has like 42 different translations of the Yoga Vasishtha, like 42 different, you know, in the same room. And then I said, ah, okay, you know, because he wants, so I should read. So I opened, like, you know, like this somewhere, and read the first like sloka of this book, and like the book was speaking something quite different what this community was speaking. And I translated this like one sloka, because he's like a scholar person, he knows all the translations, and he said, wait Ajay, but what you are pointing out is in none of the 42 translations I have, you know, he pulled all the books and none of them like were like, that was the very important point which I was referring. I don't remember what, but like, but you know, he said, so somehow, like, you know, like reading this, you know, this really pulls me back in the same feeling, you know, like here he's saying like, Kram Anupalai, you know, like, please follow the sequence, you know, there is no shortcut. And really, yeah, you know, this love to this friend, you know, which, like, without knowing, I'm, like, this book was, like, untouchable for me, kind of, you know. Like, in India, you have untouchable caste, you know. So somehow this book was like that for me. And I think, you know, now this lives in my heart, you know. So. शास्त्रावबोध मलया धिया परम पूतया कर्तव्य कारण गेन विचारो अनि समात्मना. probably I have to be back again to tranquility, you know. Maybe, you know, the upper layer of tranquility is it's still feels active without any actions, you know. Like it really feels, you know, it doesn't go to activities, but feels active, you know, like somewhere the movement is there. Am I right? Yeah. And then, you know, if you go little middle of it, it's quieter, you know, quieter than the upper layer, but but like knowing comes to that, somewhere knowing happens there in the middle place. So like Sej is saying that really to know the meanings of scripture, really use this middle place, like where knowing can come without any system, you know. It's, I think it just comes somehow, and you know, it feels to me there will be some system, but I really cannot catch which system, you know, which way it works. So somehow, to know the scriptures, use this place, like of this middle tranquility, where it's little bit movement, but not much movement. And कर्तव्य कारण गेन दे आर देर यू विल नो लाइक विच वे टू गो वेयर टू गो but without finding any reason. Like it is not a reasoning realm, that because of reasons you know that this, because this way a lion is roaring, so I shouldn't go like this way. Not that way, you know, like you will know, but reasoning will not be there, you know, you just know like that way. And and also Sej is saying like also this is the place from where you can make a diversion, like diversion in like, you know, that middle realm. Actually, you know, all the, say, Ramana Maharshi technique of who am I, like it starts from there, you know. Actually, when one reach to this middle tranquility place, there one you can really, without asking this question, you know, like somehow, one can diverse inward, and it certainly question, you know, this question will not be there, but like somehow feeling of the question will be there, like somehow. So Sage is saying, like, bicharu means this inquiry happens, inquiry to Atmana, inquiry to who am I, to really, to my nature, happens there, like this. It's probably, is not what we know from the inquiry, you know. Inquiry generally is like we, every year we go around near Tiru, and there are people sitting around the mountain, always inquiring, you know, who am I? And I think, you know, like many people not reaching anywhere because it's not from the right place, inquiry. Inquiry is like they ask from the mind. So certainly mind comes with answer, you are not the body, okay. like that, you know, and then say, ah, okay. I was teasing someone, a friend. Like he said, I'm not the body, and then I did like this. Really, little difficult, but that's it. Ran away. So these tricks can be played there, you know. So here Sage is saying, like, actually, bicharo, the inquiry happens from the middle of tranquility, you know, not the upward, but where there is quietness, but still could be diverted towards ourselves, towards who we are. So this diversion happens there. Vicharat tishna tamet dhi pasyati param padam. How can someone make these steps, you know? It's really like putting a stair in the sky, you know. And I don't know how really they made it possible, you know. Bicharat tishna tam et dhi. So when this inquiry happens, is. This kind of inquiry is intensified, you know, somehow. It's form in a maybe row, we can say, like there will be like a time that you are inquiring, but somehow it's not intensified, you know, you cannot really, you are not able to make it together. And somehow, by making effort, you know, by really continuing, somehow it's intensified. It's like a row. It's like a...
like a momentum?
Yeah, it's like a kind of like a current. So he's saying like, vichara tichna. When inquiry gets intensified, means... a current, inquiry becomes a current. Then he's saying, etidhi, comes wisdom, comes the, like, you know, when I was trying to see it, you know, I could see, like if you have, say, like a drops of water rolling, you know, like a current, we can say, like very, and in the front, if there is light together, like, mm-hmm. just imagine, like, what came to me is like this rolling current and front light, like, ability to see. So, same thing is saying, like, vichara tichna, when inquiry gets intensified, etidhi, light joins, or wisdom joins, or seeing joins.
And the effort, you said, is the effort to continue.
Effort to continue, right.
So it's kind of like with the continuation, kind of a gathering together of
gathering together.
Of the being, or whatever it is that's inquiring, is getting kind of more intensified.
Like it's like, you know, putting it together. Like, so it's saying like comes wisdom, comes the dhi, the light, the ability to see, and pasyat parampadam. And this ability to see, it's able to see the Supreme. Like, from that ability, only seeing what is possible. Pasyati parampadam. Whatever that is, comes like through this seeing ability in the front of inquiry, of vichar, of inquiry. Dirgh sansar rogas vicharohi mohau sadham. And all the diseases of world means worldly attractions, they really are treated through this inquiry. They will be, like he's using word mahausadham, like ausad is like the medicine, is like the
healed? It's like healed?
Yeah, it's healed, or mm-hmm. it's like this inquiring into, it's the, has this medicinal effect and pulls to the world and attraction to the world, you know, they really somehow lose fever. Like it's kind of like a pill for the fevers of the attraction of worldly things, you know, like this inquiry, this kind of inquiry. So saying, vicharo hi mahaushadham is like the probably greatest medicine for against the worldly pulls.
You asked me to say something, and I listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's what you want to say and what we are changing. Actually, it's impossible to put it into words.
Mm-hmm.
The day before yesterday, then Jayaji was answering questions, and there was one question about writing notes or not during a retreat, and then she said some important things about it. I thought about it, and for me, I make many notes, but it's never about the notes. It's always what's between the lines, and that's even if I read something of 3 years ago, it's about between the lines. So confiding this is so difficult, and when you do this, I try to listen between words, so to say.
Yeah,
and that's
I think that is where you can listen, because lines are
fake,
you know, like it's made by me, you know, lines, and between is not made by me, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. So I think, you know, that is the right way to.
Still trying, because it's a very still and everything is there, nothing is there.
You know, it's really fun, you know, to try,
yeah.
Knowingly that any try is not good enough, but it's still trying, you know, it's really, it's fun.
But I can say, in my meeting with you, there were not only words, there was also another exchange. That's very appreciated.
अनष्ट मंधकारेषु बहुतेजः स्वजीवितम् पश्यति अपि व्यवहित विचार चारु लोचनम् And this this kind of inquiring enables us to get rid of darknesses, you know, all dark points. And then bahuteja. Probably when all darkness is finished, then we enter to light and because of the light we are not able to see, you know. Kind of like it's like, you know, so far has been that darkness was stopping us to see, and now you enter to light, and because of light you are not able to see, you know. It's like a life is made of unknown and unknowable. So probably unknown is known by now, but unknowable because of, not because of darkness, because of big light, still stays unknowable, still cannot be the part of seeing, cannot be the part of knowing. You know, somewhere knowing and seeing stands in its limit, kind of, they describe stabdho bhavati, you know, like, wow, you know, I started that I will be able to see, and now I have eyes, and I have light, and because of light, I cannot see, you know. It's like this situation happens, that unknowable enters, and yeah, I think this vav continues till the end of breath, you know, this vav never ends, like somewhere unknowable stands as unknowable, but in the light, in open eyes, you know, like you have all possibilities, eyes are open, light is there, But wow, you know, man, what can you do, you know? So I think the most fun of spiritual, you know, part is this. Like when you read what Sage is describing, saying, wow, you know.
Would you read the Sanskrit again?
Yeah. Anast andhkares, bahuteja, like bahuteja means like it's supreme light where ability to see is gone. Like our ability to see is limited, cannot see there. Like the unknown enters, and also vav enters, you know, in you, and then he's saying, pasyati api, you know, having ability to see is still not possible to see. Vyavahit, you know, like it is not practical to see there. And vicharas charu lochanam. So certainly, like he's saying, like certainly this inquiry is such a good eye which ints into vav, you know, into kind of into unknowable, you know, into and even says this thing like even not having ability to see, ability to know, it is still so fun, you know, like you end up somehow with breezy heart, you know, like it really starts breathing all over, you know, kind of like, and this keeps on, it's not a stopping process, heart keeps on breathing all over, and that's how you live, you know, it's no other way, and also you don't look far, you know, it's not that you are looking far other way. No other way, but also without looking far. And ko aham kathmayam dosha sansarak upagata nyayeneti paramarsho vichar iti kathyate. And certainly you know that I am unknowable, you know, I am this this light where eyes open have no ability to see. Ko aham, like you really know who you are, that I am unknowable and and certainly all the upadhis means all the so-called assumptions of me, they dissolve, you know, whatever, you know, like maybe in the beginning of path I thought, maybe I am God, and that also dissolves there, you know, like it's not ability to say that I am God, you know, it's that ability also is lost somehow, you know, you end up like with little open mouth kind of, you know. Knowing and also not knowing at the same time. And all the upadhis, all the degrees, you know, all Harvard or Oxford, you know, all degrees, they really drop somewhere. And then also Lucknow degrees, you know. And then paramarso vichar iti kathyate. So saying inquiry when really works, then it happens this way. Like inquiry, through inquiry. When really inquiry works, it happens this way. This is what is the outcome of inquiry. You are left with open mouth, you know, like open eyes, full of light, but not able to make any kind of comment. You know, all the comments which were very true, all of them they drop, and you are left with breezy heart, you know, to circulate air to people around you, kind of, somehow, so that you keep on doing, and like with fun, you know, not with duty or not with any sadness, you know, it's really fun to be there. So Sage is saying this is how we are left into our journey, breezy and open mouth, open eyes, but without any speech. Like, you know, all the possibilities are there to speak, but speech doesn't make sense, kind of, so, like that.
What is charulokan?
Charulokan means like very, very beautiful eyes, you know, like you have really beautiful eyes, you know. It's not that eyes are difficulty. Mm-hmm. It's not that light is difficulty, you know. You have all possibilities, you know. It's not that you don't have a ticket of plane, you know. You have ticket of plane and everything. all possibilities, you know, but cannot fly somehow. And volcano is finished now, so you can fly. yes, please.
It reminds me of something Plato wrote.
Mm-hmm.
The sun in a cave image.
Mm-hmm.
All people are sitting in a cave. You can say there's sun outside, lots of light. Everybody are watching the wall. And in the windows, people are, some figures are moving in front of the sun, so the shadow comes on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And the task of the philosopher is to take his eyes away from the wall and face the light. And he will be exactly as you, or the text describes it. The light will make your eyes go teary, and you'll just wear you really don't get it. And you can't speak of it either.
It's really, you know, like because your mouth is open, tongue is in between. In order to speak. I think. I think tongue has to touch, you know, up and down. And somehow tongue forgets that, you know, to touch up and down. So maybe some quiet moments, please.